Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hey, listen, I got a little bit different song to play today, guys. Check this out. We're going to talk about it. To let a few more people get on. That was Curtis Mayfield from 1970. Mayfield's first solo album in 1970 hit the top 20 as well as being a critical success. Thank you for calling the Council of Elders call-in talk show today. My name is Jansen Brooks, and I want to thank everybody for calling. I had planned with a guest today, but the guest called in. He said he had caught the flu, so he lost his voice, and so we're going to have to do that on another day. But anyway, the show must go on, and I thought to myself, what could I do today? And so I thought that it could be an open forum day. Anybody got anything on your mind that you want to talk about, we can talk about it. If you got a good joke you want to tell, we can do that. So we can just have some fun. This may or may not be an abbreviated show depending on the feedback from the audience. So if you're out there and you have something on your mind today, go ahead and press the number one on your phone, and you can make ask a question, make a comment. You can put me on the spot. What do I think? I'm always putting people on the spot on the show, so if you want to know what my take on things are, that's okay too. But, you know, I played that song, Be Thankful for What You Got, because I think so often we're not really thankful for what we got, you know. It's always wanting more and more and more, but we don't sit down and reflect on being thankful for what God has given us and be thankful for what measure of health that we have and be thankful for what measure of freedom that we have. And so I woke up this morning with that song on my mind, and I wanted to share that with the audience. Just be thankful for what you got. Be thankful for what you got. Be thankful that things are as well as it is. I know in my life there were some goals that I had that I didn't accomplish, but there's still room. I can still do some of these things, but at the same time, I had to be thankful for what I got, thankful for what the Lord has blessed me with. I know I was just thinking about my daughter. She's about, I think, 24 years old. And I'm thankful for her. She's in Barcelona, Spain right now. Barcelona, Spain, 24 years old. And I'm like, hey, next time you go to Barcelona, can you get me a ticket? I've never been to Europe before. But so that's one thing that I'm thankful for. So I'm thankful that, hey, I must have done something right. Me and her had a rocky relationship, but I must have done something right, you know, the early 20s in Europe already, you know. So but that's one of the things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my health. If you have anything that you're thankful for, you know, you're calling in today, just let us know. Sometimes it's good to just have a testimony, you know. It encourages other people. So one thing that I wanted to talk about today, and I hadn't planned on this, but when my guest couldn't show up today, I wanted to share some things about diet. See, so many young people nowadays overweight, teenagers, early 20s, just way, way overweight. And that's something that, you know, we need to try to address what can be done. So I overcame that problem. I think I lost about 35, 40 pounds over the years. Didn't how it happened at one time. But I'll share with the audience, you know, if it matters, some people like it don't even care. You can tell them and they don't, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. But I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I know from experience, seeing some people close to me, the dangers of that. So when I was diagnosed with that, I started looking for ways to overcome that without having to use insulin and pills and whatnot. So I'll just share with this. Okay, so when I first started doing it, it wasn't for losing weight. It was for lowering my blood sugar. And so I figured out that don't eat that sugar or refined sugar or added sugar, food, you know, sugar that's added to your food. Don't eat foods containing high fructose corn syrup. That's another form of processed sugar. So, you know, that means cookies, cakes, candies, anything that people have added sugar to, just stay away from it, because when you eat a lot of processed sugar, it stays in your blood longer than natural sugars, like fruits and vegetables. The next thing is containing wheat, because believe it or not, wheat turns into glucose or sugar. People think that whole wheat bread is good for them, but it's not necessarily good for them. It's good in the way that it has fiber, but it also has, as far as turning into glucose, it's the same as white bread. So when I say wheat, I mean, you know, breads, pastas, spaghetti, all of that. If you're trying to lose weight and lower your blood sugar, you should stay away from any form of wheat. The wheat that we had as kids was better than it is now. They started doing genetically modified foods in order to grow the wheat taller so that those machines could collect it. better, and they could, you know, reap more harvest, and it kind of ruined the wheat. So also, you would be better off to stay away from honey, agave, and any types of stuff like that, if possible. But that would be better than processed sugar if you just have to have it. And now I'm just talking about how I lost weight. You know, I'm not saying that you should do this, and you should probably talk to your doctor about it. But I think if you talk to your doctor and say, "Doctor, you know what? I heard that I should leave sugar alone," he probably would say, "You know what? You're probably right. You should leave it alone." Although I don't think doctors really tell people the truth a lot of times. They just put them on some pills and let that do it. And they say, well, they don't know any better, you know, just give them the pills and give them the insulin. But there are ways that you can mitigate that, especially I'm talking about type 2 diabetes. Also, milk has a lot of sugar in it. Even though they didn't add sugar in it, it turns into glucose once it gets into you. So I stopped drinking milk. I started drinking almond milk, and I find that, you know, I lost some weight. Right now I'm about 188, 6'1". I think I look pretty good for a man my age. Read the labels on food containers. You know, food contains any of the above ingredients that I'm talking about. Don't eat it. Keep it out of your system. Foods like candies, cakes, cookies, pies, ice cream, sugary sodas, stay away from these foods. Wheat products like breads, pastas, pizzas, crackers, stay away from these foods. The double whammy, as I call it, is foods containing high processed sugar and high fructose corn syrup and wheat, stuff like cakes, cookies, pies, etc. Meal examples, eat balanced meals, but don't eat any of the above mentioned. So what you would do is just, rather than eating the breads and the pastas along with your meals, just discontinue that and eat more greens, whatever else is on your plate. When I say balance, I mean fruits like green vegetables, fish, chicken, seafood, nuts. Oatmeal is great to eat too. Eat it several times a week, but don't add sugar. You can eat oatmeal with fruits or nuts if you like. Steamed food like steamed chicken, meat, and veggies are the best. Although, you know, that takes a little time, but actually when you have a chicken that you bought out of the store, maybe a broiled chicken, if you could steam it and steam the rest of that grease out of it, that'd be great. Rotisserie chicken and salad, eat till you're full and have fruit for dessert. Baked or fried fish with salads or vegetables, eat until you're full, fruit for dessert. Look for salad dressings that don't have added sugar or high fructose corn syrup. Newman's Own Italian does not have sugar. That's just one. You can make your own salad dressings with vinegar and oil, probably about one part apple cider vinegar and two parts oil or something like that. Be careful of eating beef or red meat. Don't eat too much red meat. If you do, it's better to eat hamburger because it is kind of pre-digested. And nowadays, you can have what you call protein burgers, where you can have a hamburger without the bread that's wrapped in lettuce. Let's see. I'm almost done here, so bear with me. Snacks. Fruit make good snacks. Apples, oranges, bananas, almonds, and other nuts make good snacks. If you feel you've been eating right all week, and you might treat yourself to some potato chips or Doritos and a diet soda. In addition to losing weight and maintaining a healthy weight, you will also lower your blood sugar to healthy levels and reduce cancer risk. Now, as far as the food ratios, remember the 80-20 rule. 80% of your food should be fruits, veggies, nuts, and beans. 20% meats like fish, fowl, seafood-based foods. Meats, 80% baked, broiled, grilled, steamed, etc. 20% fried foods. So, in summary, processed sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and wheat, and also I'm saying cow milk, affect your body chemistry in a negative way, causing weight gain and elevated glucose levels. Keep these foods out of your body, and you will be much better off. So that's just my take, and I'm standing by it. So anybody have anything that you're thankful for, or anything that's on your mind today? Press the number one on your phone and let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Caller in the 510. I see you on the line. What's going on today? Going on. Well, looks like I've got no takers today. I'm going to just talk about some of the things that's going on. I don't know if you watch the news, but I'm pretty happy that they didn't have the red wave that everybody was talking about, because I kind of wanted a repudiation of the extreme MAGA Republicans. I would have hated for them to just had a heyday and things continued to go as they were going. So I was really glad that the Democrats, you know, won more seats than they were expected to win. And I hope some of these people who election deniers and all that would just shut up, you know, and just admit they lost the race and get another standard bearer so that, you know, that somebody with some integrity. If anybody else has something to say about that, you know, let me know. I would be glad to hear it. There were some things in the news lately about Kyrie Irving's situation. They said he said something bad about the Jews, and they got mad and wanted to put him off the team and so forth, make him do all these jumping through hoops to get back in the good graces of the media. And so it looks like that's kind of blowing over. But a lot's going on. Like I say, particularly I'm happy about the political situation that's happening, and the fact that the Republicans didn't take over that like they thought. Don't get me wrong. Republicans are great people. But, you know, lately, since Trump is coming to office, it seemed like their true colors are coming out, a lot of them, and they are taking their stand, you know, January 6th. I think that might have had a lot to do with the fact that they didn't have a red wave like they thought, because a lot of patriotic Republicans are saying, wait a minute, this is just a bridge too far, you know. The man stood out there and invited the people to go up. First thing, they invited them to come there, you know, to make sure that the Congress do the right thing, you know. And the right thing was to let Trump win. You know, that was the right thing. That he did do the right thing and do his job rather than comply with all the pressure that was put on him. So, but I think a lot of people, particularly Republican people, because I think all Democrats already had their minds made up, but a lot of Republicans said, you know what, I can't vote for somebody that goes along with disrupting what we had going on for 200 and some years. So they just didn't vote for him, and they split their ticket or just didn't vote. Like in Pennsylvania and Arizona and some of those swing states, they were just kind of disgusted, like I say, particularly January 6th. And then also taking secrets from the White House to his home, I think that might have been even a further bridge going too far. The normal person would have just, you know, they would have just, if they had took the stuff from the White House, they would have just quietly given it back. You know, you never even would have heard of it. They were just giving it back, you know. But the man's house had to be raided in order for them to get most of the stuff back. They didn't get it all back, they say. But I think that might have affected a lot of people whose minds weren't truly made up. And then they saw that and they're like, wait a minute now, what's going on with this? We can't have this. So we will see what goes on, you know, as time goes on, what history will show. So we will see. There again, the show today is a bit of a different show. I had something else planned, but sometimes the best plans don't work out. But I'm thankful for those of you that are listening. I'm thankful that you called in today. If you have anything to add to the conversation, please press the number one on your phone and let's talk. Let's see what's up. Otherwise, I don't really have a lot to say today. I didn't really have anything planned for myself. But next week, hopefully, we'll have another good guest and we can, you know, have more of a conversation. Let's see. Caller in the area code 5110, if you're listening, anything on your mind today? All right. We will. Okay, well, I tell you what. We've been here for about 20 minutes now. This is an abbreviated show today. Sorry about that, folks. But next week, feel free to call in. Lord willing, we'll be right here. Anyway, I'm going to play a little music. Well, I thought I was going to play a little music, but I turned everything off. So I'll just say that thanks for calling in today, and we will talk again next week. All right, everybody? Take care. Bye-bye.